Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our question, what is the most ridiculous situation you've had to deal with at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas. Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get into it. So, I retired from the military in 2022. A few years before that, I was out in the Mojave Desert. And I got stuck guarding the corpse of a desert tortoise for about 48 hours. Some guys in another unit decided they wanted to capture this thing and try to smuggle it back to Alaska. Well, it ended up dying, and we had to wait for the Wildlife and Fish Department or whoever they are to come and deal with this. And so I got stuck guarding the corpse of a giant desert tortoise for about 2 days.
Let me ask you this.
Jesus.
That's
awful.
Say you didn't guard the corpse of a giant dead tortoise in the middle of the goddamn desert. What was their fear? What did they think would happen?
Well, they thought it might disappear and it would hinder the investigation. Somebody might come and steal it or try to cover for their guys or whatever.
And so you had to stand there. Were you the only guard, or did they have other people?
No, me and my buddy. We were on shifts, so me and my buddy guarded it. And it wasn't like we were looking at it. It was on a table or whatever. I think they had it in, like, they put it in, like, a big, like, coffin deep freezer or something. They stuck it in there, and so it wasn't rotting or anything out in the middle of the desert. But it wasn't a good time for the guys who captured it and killed it. I'll tell you that.
Well, I bet not.
Yeah.
How about just being in full uniform in the middle of the Mojave Desert during the day,
guarding a tortoise?
How hot was that?
Yeah, that was. I mean, it wasn't that bad. I did about 4 combat tours overseas, and so I mean, we were living pretty good out there. We had good food and everything. We played a lot of spades or whatnot, just hanging out, listening to y'all. And so, it was good times, but not so good for the people who killed the tortoise and the tortoise himself.
Brother, damn thing I've heard. I mean, I get it, but why couldn't they just, like, throw it in a pickup truck and drive it to the people that that are going to do the investigation?
You got to wait for Fish and Wildlife. You can't. It's a crime scene.
Oh my well, God. Yeah, you got to. It was the Army dealing with another organization, and so you had to get the reports in. You had to get those people dispatched out there. You couldn't take it from the crime scene. The people that were involved had to be – they were detained. They got fined. They didn't get to go back to Alaska. But their thought process was they were trying to capture this thing to take it back with them.
Sure.
And in the process, it died. Like, they were trying to feed it chow hall food.
Well, also, Alaska doesn't seem like the best place for a desert tortoise.
No, you don't say.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Look.
It's right there in the name.
If I was moving to Arizona, if I was moving to New Mexico or, I don't know, Texas, maybe. But other than that,
how big is a desert tortoise?
This thing was probably, no joke, it was probably, I don't know, 3 feet, not about 2.5 feet in length.
Damn.
Probably about, I don't know, a foot and a half wide. And then, because the shell is part of, like, the creature. You just can't take it out of the shell. And that thing, it was pretty big. I don't know, like, I wasn't privy to the information that came on with the investigation, but that thing, I think, was probably about 45, 50 years old.
Oh, easily.
That's the other thing.
They can live up to 250, right. 300 years.
If you smuggle a tortoise, and now you have this tortoise, like, now what? Because it's going to outlive you.
I don't know. There's a picture of one that was, like, the oldest tortoise in the world or whatever the deal was, and they showed a picture of the president at that time. It's like this old grainy black and white, you know, looking.
How old was that?
Is that Jonathan?
The one that
there's one that's lived for, like, right, because what's the theory of evolution?
Yeah. The dude? Darwin. Yeah.
There's pictures of him with that tortoise.
And that tortoise?
I'm almost positive.
193 years old.
Then there's pictures of him like in the 80s and 90s.
Did he look different? Did he have like bigger hair?
No, he still looks like an old tortoise.
I mean, look, man, that's cool, but at some point, wouldn't you kind of get sick of him? You know, like, all right, man, you know, you're still here.
He's probably sick of humans.
You know, you might be right. Just like, guys, stop taking my picture. I look exactly the same.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just out here living, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, all right. So I'll try to make this quick. So setting the scene, it was back in about the 90s, mid-90s. It, you know, before marijuana was legalized, I worked for a pretty large retail company, and we had this lady that was the HR director, and she would just bust your nuts on everything. I mean, just everything, especially when it comes to drugs. And you do anything, any kind of accident, anything wrong, she would run you in for a UA. So one day, a buddy of mine and I were walking through the parking lot, the employee parking lot, and just happened to walk by this car. And I noticed sitting right in the middle of the driver's seat is a pipe loaded with weed. And I'm like, oh, man, whose car is that? And so we started kind of asking around, found out it was her car.
Uh-huh.
And the pipe was right in the middle of the seat. So I tell my buddy, I said, hey, let's go in and confront her on this. Because, you know, she would, you know, she'd confront us. Let's go confront her. Now, I was smoking back in those days, but didn't really matter at this point. And so I asked him, if he want to go? And he's like, hell no. I want nothing to do with that. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I went into her office, closed the door, and gave her the old talk she gave other people. Hey, we got to have a talk. So we both sat down. I said, you got this pipe right in the middle of your seat. I think you might want to move that. You don't want anybody to see that. And she just starts denying it, telling me that I'm wrong. So I said, well, let's walk out there. We walk out there. Sure enough, right in the middle of her seat, well, she's saying that somebody planted it. Uh-huh. Somebody must have planted it there. It's like, yeah, your doors are locked. Your windows are up. And it was that spot. I don't know if you guys ever did this, but, you know, when back in the day when you were smoking in your car, you might take your pipe and just kind of push it underneath your leg to kind of hold it.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. And so she's, and then later on, she confronts me and says, hey, you can't tell anybody about that. And I said, you know, I won't. I'm good with that. And she says, you know, I have a daughter. She smokes, and she probably just left it in my car. And I said, so you sat on it and drove all the way to work with that under your butt? And I don't remember what she said in response. But the good news is, for the rest of my career with that company, I had no worries about having to take a drug test.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Nice.
That works out, man. I think you did the right thing on that, man. I knew a guy. I knew him from Baltimore. He was from a different state originally. He's about 15 years older than me. And he told me he's going to move back to his home state. His eventual goal, he wanted to represent that state in the Senate of the United States. Cool. He actually pulled it off, right? A couple of years have passed, but he managed, I will not say the state. But I'm living in Baltimore, so he is visiting some friends in Baltimore, but he gives me a call. And he's like, hey, man, do you want to ride in the limo? Because he's got a limo now because he's a senator. Cool. We sit in his limo and we hotbox this thing. All right. I'm smoking a bowl with this guy, which we had done many, many times before. So it wasn't anything new. But one of the things that was coming up on the docket, so to speak, in addition to everything else they vote on, they were still fighting to legalize weed. And I mean, at this point, this is like 95 maybe. So it's nowhere close to passing states, federal level, you name it. And I'm like, all right, man, well, now that you're in the United States Senate and we're back here hotboxing in your car, tell me that you're going to vote in favor of legalizing weed. He's like, no chance, man. I'm like, what are you talking? Dude, you smoked weed as long as I've known you. He's like, and I'll smoke weed as long as you know me. But he's like, career suicide. So I said, you're telling me you're here smoking. I mean, and again, we're hotboxing your limo. But when you get down to D.C., you're going to vote against it. And he's like, I got a whole speech written and everything that we got to say against it. And he goes, look, before you get mad at me, he goes, about 40% of the cats I work with, same thing.
Yeah.
Letters don't. Mm-hmm. He's like, we get great weed because we have so much money. But he's like, as far as it being legal, he's like, no, we can't do it. Because again, career suicide. I was like, for real, man? He goes, look, you know, when you work in the federal government, at least if you're a public face of it, you know, people we've heard of in Congress, he's like, you're an actor.
Yeah.
We mean about 25% of what we say. But he's like, yeah. He's like, trust me. They won't legalize prostitution. He's like, you cannot believe how many hookers are hanging out outside of the Capitol building on a regular basis. People have nicknames. Like, the hookers have nicknames for the regular clients. He's like, but they will never vote to legalize it. And he's like, and weed is the tip of the iceberg. He's like, there are so many drugs in Congress, man. He's like, look, they're just people. He's like, but we're just liars. He's like, but we are going to pass some bills that benefit you. I'm like, all right, well, cool, man. But he's like, yeah, the weed is going to stay illegal.
From the hookers I know are true.
Because
AFL is at 16th and I Street, and Friday nights when I would get off, you got to drive by like the Mayflower, a couple of these famous hotels in D.C., and they all hung out on that one street. But you'd see limos and everything. But when Congress wasn't in session, you'd see a lot less hookers.
Yeah, yep. They're not there, man. Yeah.
From the previous caller on the tortoise?
Yes.
All right, so the world's oldest living tortoise is 193 years old.
All right.
193 years old, the president of the United States was Grover Cleveland.
Jesus Christ.
For his second term
in
office. Grover Cleveland.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.